the donuts, 'cause there's a hole in the middle of your heart. It might be okay for a while, but then the truth wipes away your smile. There's something sad inside me I cannot control when I think about the donut hole. Life without Jesus is like a donut, like a donut.
Thank you, Amy and kids. Our centering words: come to the waters of baptism, touch the Spirit's power, feel the Spirit's loving embrace, come and be made new. Would you please stand as you are able for the call to worship? The voice of God calls over the waters. The Son of God beckons. The Spirit of God proclaims. The voice of God calls through our baptism. Come, let us worship. And now would you join me in the opening prayer? Spirit of righteousness, God of power and might, help us be a light to the nations and a reflection of your glorious salvation. Work in our lives and in our ministries, that the world might know the power of your love and grace. As you alighted upon Jesus at his baptism, descend upon us this day, that we may be a people of hope and possibility. Wash us clean and renew our spirits. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our opening hymn is This is the Spirit's Entry Now. It's in our hymnal number 608 and also on the screen.
Friends, you may be seated. Would you join me in prayer? All loving and gracious God, we give you thanks. We give you thanks that your presence is among us, that your grace has held us from even before we were formed. God, we give you thanks that your love is in our hearts and ever upon us. So, Lord, we pray that you're with those who are traveling, that they may return and go where they need to safely and on time. Lord, we pray for those who are ill, that they may continue to heal and that you may continue to be with them and give them not only comfort, but also hope. And God, we give thanks for good news, for those who have healed, for those who have made it. God, thank you for your graciousness and your kindness. Lord, we pray that you're with us. We pray that you might hear the longings of our hearts, and that our longings might be in line with your longings for goodness and grace and kindness over all the face of the earth. So, Lord, may it be that we take care of one another. May it be that we look after each other as you look after us. And may you hear our prayers, both the ones that are too heavy to lift up and the ones that we've spoken aloud. For we know that you listen. And even though we don't understand all the time, we know that you act. So, Lord, be with us, that we might be with one another. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. And so with the confidence of the children of God, I invite you to pray with us the prayer that Christ has taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. We forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen and amen. Hey kids, you want to come up again? Come on up.
Hello?
Ah.
Thanks, everyone. All right, what is this?
A fish!
It's a fish. I actually stole it from my cat this morning. He's not too pleased with me. But watch this, guys.
It's a real fish.
It's a real fish, yeah.
It's actually not real.
It moves. Isn't that cool?
The turn off button.
Does anyone know what kind of fish this is?
No.
Here, I'll hold it up.
It's a funny fish.
It's not a catfish.
Yeah.
This looks like a fish. I don't think it's a bluegill. Listen, I had to ask my husband, so I could be wrong. I may have forgotten. I'm pretty sure it's a carp. So any fishermen out there, feel free to correct me. But I think it's a carp. I bet you guys are wondering why I have a fish, right? All right, so in the Bible, on Matthew, book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 19, it says, Come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Who here has ever been fishing? Who thinks we're going to try to fish for people the same way that we're going to fish for actual fish? We got some yeses. I see a hand going up. Maybe, yeah, you could try. You could, if you're doing like the net fishing, you could try to cast that out, yeah. Yeah, I don't think so. What do you guys think that means? Any guesses? That was Jesus talking to the disciples, if that helps. He was talking to the fishermen. Yes, he was talking to the fishermen. Do we have any guesses on what it's like to fish for men? No, I'm getting laughs from adults. So, okay. Do people want to be your friend if you're nice to them?
Yeah.
Yes. No.
Yes.
We'll talk about that. All right, who wants to be your friend if they're mean to you? There's like not, nobody wants to be your friend if you're mean to them. So, do you think Jesus was nice to people?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a nice guy. Let's see, if you tell them the truth, do you think people want to be friends with you?
Yeah.
Maybe, probably depends on what truth you're telling them, right? All right, if you lie to them, are they going to want to be your friend?
No.
Probably not, you're right, yeah. Let's see, so our favorite of the Ten Commandments, the stealing one. If we steal from our friends, are they going to want to be our friends still?
No.
No, that's a good answer, everybody. So, what Jesus meant out of this is that if we act as he did, and we follow the rules that we are told about in the Bible, and being nice to people, not stealing from them, and we show them what it's like to follow God, then they're probably going to want to come with us and follow too. So that's what it's like to fish for people. Does that make sense?
Yes.
No. We'll go over it again. All right, so if we're mean to people, they're not going to want to follow, right? They're not going to want to come with. If we're nice to people,
yeah.
Think that's good? Cool. All right, so can we all try to be like Jesus?
Yes.
Yes. All righty. Should we pray, friends?
Yeah.
All righty. Hey, God.
Hey, God.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
For bringing us here today.
Bringing us here today.
And showing us what it's like.
And showing us what it's like.
To be like you.
To be like you.
Amen.
This morning's scripture reading is Acts chapter 10, verses 34 through 43. Here, Peter preaches to a Gentile soldier. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every people, anyone who fears him and practices righteousness is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our worship continues with the chancel choir.
Thank you.
Friends, it's time for our offering. And before we jump into that, I think, towards the back of your bulletin, you have some financial figures. There was a lot of talk last year about whether those numbers would be red or black. Amen? Amen. But God is good, and you have all been faithful. So, before we enter into this time of offering, could you do me a favor? Could you turn to one another and say thank you? Go ahead, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Friends, God is good, and the body of Christ is faithful. And so I hope you hear it from me. Thank you for helping keep the lights on, for helping support our ministries, for helping make a difference in our community. There are so many things that we do that blesses this community, whether we are aware of it or not. So thank you for all of the ways that you partner with us, that you provide, that you offer up your time and your treasures and your heart. We'll be passing the plates. If you're not familiar with this ritual, it's just a time for us to offer what we have and what God has led us to give. If you give through EFT, thank you. If you give through check, that's wonderful as well. Thank you for that also. But friends, above all, I hope you hear this message today. Thank you. Thank you. Almighty God, bless what we have brought. Lord, we know that first you gave it to us, so that we can give it back to bless our community. God, may our hearts not only be grateful, but may they be generous. May you use what we have given in all of its forms, that your love and your grace might be known, that our hearts might be filled with that same compassion that you've shown us, and that all the world may be blessed. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I did it again, friends. You may stand as you are comfortable and join us in our next hymn. We were baptized in Christ is our next hymn. You can find it up on the screens or in your small black hymnal, 2252. Friends, let's lift our voices together. Amen. Now you may be seated. Friends, our reading from the Gospel today comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. This is the Gospel according to Matthew. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw God's Spirit descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." The good news of Jesus Christ. And all the people said, Amen. I want to give you two pictures real quick. The first is with my daughter, Nora, and the second is with my wife, Sarah. Don't worry, they're good stories, so I don't have to ask forgiveness when I get home. Hallelujah? Hallelujah. So when I was younger, I lived in a neighborhood full of boys. There were maybe 12 boys or so. We could have fielded our own baseball team, but instead, what we decided we wanted to do is we wanted to play street hockey. We wanted to bring the Golds out into the middle of the street, and it was one of those nice, quiet neighborhoods out on the edge of town. And so as you can imagine, when kids are playing in the street, when a car comes, you yell, car or game off. And when the car passes, you yell, game on. And you bring the stuff back out. And every day in summer, we would play street hockey. I loved it so much. To the point where now that my daughter is growing up, every once in a while I say, hey, do you want to go to the ice rink and skate a little bit? Now, I don't know if you know this about my daughter, but she's a little bit of a perfectionist. Anyone here like that? If you can't do something perfect, what do? You don't do it, right? So my daughter, over the months, over the years, has been developing the ability to skate. And ice is much different than roads. Ice, in some ways, is a lot easier and a lot more difficult. But she started to develop the ability to skate. And I saw a couple things happen the other weekend when we went. First off, they've got these things. I call them walkers because they look like walkers. And what they do is you can skate on the ice with them and not fall over. And every time we go, Nora says, we got to get there early because otherwise I won't get the orange one because the orange one is easier than the red one and I need that. Except today, or not today, except this past weekend, we got there a little late, surprise, surprise. And what we found is that all the walkers were taken. Do you know what she said? That's fine. I'll try on my own. And the thing about skating is, inevitably you will do what? You will fall. And then you have to do what? Get back up again. So there is Nora, out on the ice, hugging the wall, holding on to my hand, and I gotta tell you, she's getting kind of heavy. But we go around, and we finally find a walker, and she uses it for a little bit, and then we go rest, because ice skating is hard. And as we're sitting there with the walker next to us, another couple comes up and says, hey, are you done with that? Can we use it for our son? I look at Nora and I say, yeah, sure, go ahead. And he's very gracious. He says, don't worry, we'll bring it back. We'll bring it back. That's fine. We understand. And as they're leaving, Nora turns to me and says, it's okay. They probably need it more than I do anyway. And out on the ice again, we go. When we fall down, what do? We get up. When we fall down, what do? We get up. Another story. So Sarah has been learning violin, and I've been super impressed. How many of you have ever learned something as an adult before? Oh gosh, it's scary, isn't it? It's terrifying. Because a little bit of that perfection is in both Sarah and I as well. Sarah has been learning violin over the past, 3 or 4 years, and she's gotten fairly good at it. The thing of it is, though, both her and I play traditional music, and by traditional music, I mean folk music. Now, of course, she's in the symphony. She plays all of the really hard and beautiful stuff that's way harder than the stuff that I play. But we both play folk music, and the thing about folk music is this. As many people as there are playing it, there's probably twice as many ways to play the melody. So when Sarah and I play together, me on my whistles, her on her fiddle, what happens? All the musicians in the room, what happens? We play different tunes, even though we're playing the same tune. Sometimes it doesn't line up, and we find out that, boy, this is difficult. And when you're trying to do something together, and they're doing it the wrong way, there is no wrong way in music, by the way. Amen? Amen. What happens? Do you get frustrated? Is it difficult? Do you get a little discouraged? Because what Sarah and I have found as we've started to play music again together is this. Sometimes it takes stepping back and saying, how did you do that? I like that. That doesn't sound so good. What do you want to do? Because at the end of the day, what does it take? Conversation. Discussion. Flexibility. So when we fall down, what do? We get up. When things don't seem to be fitting together, what do? We talk. We talk. You might not think these stories necessarily connect with the gospel we just read, but I think they do. I think what's happening in that gospel, well, first off, there's a ton of things happening in the gospel story. But I think what's happening in the gospel story today is Jesus being faithful. Now, I know you may have heard this Greek word before. If you want to say it after me, you can. I'll say it twice. The Greek word is pisteo. Ready? Pisteo. What that means is faith or faithfulness. Language is slippery. Sometimes one word can mean two different things. I think you all know this. It means faith or faithfulness. It pops up in passages like John 14. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Or in Philippians 2, where Christ is said to be faithful and humble himself, even unto death, death on a cross. Faith, faithfulness, trust, commitment, these things that we hold dear in our faith. Again, another use of the word faith, right? But what's fascinating to me is that it's this faithfulness that we hold that makes things possible. See, just like my daughter, she had faith that when she fell, what would happen? She'd get back up. Just like the faith that I have in my wife and I, that we can solve our problems in music and do what? Play with each other. Make music with each other. Come together and create something beautiful. This is no different than in the church, friends. This is no different than what we are practicing here every day, every week, every time we come together and remember that Christ is risen and that we are risen with him. It's this faithfulness, I think, that is just as important as our trust. We sang a hymn right at the beginning. It was on 608 in your blue. There's something just above it. If you want to take out your hymnal and look at it with me, I'll read it for all of those people who are on the radio with us who can't see. 608 is the hymn we sang, but 607 is what I want us to look at. It's a covenant prayer in the Wesleyan tradition, and it's got really old language. Hallelujah? Hallelujah. I'm going to read it for us because I think it's interesting. I am no longer my own. I'm going to translate a little bit on the floor. I am no longer my own, but yours, O God. Put me to what you would. Rank me with whom you would. Put me to doing, put me to suffering. Let me be employed by you or laid aside for you, exalted for you or brought low by you. Let me be full, let me be empty. Let me have all things, let me have nothing. I freely and heartily yield all things to your pleasure. And now, O glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are mine. And I am yours, so be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen? Careful, that's a hard thing to say, friends, right? The words that are actually being said here, it's kind of an incredible thing. It's not an easy thing to just jump in and commit to. I mentioned Philippians chapter 2. This is verse 8. It says, Christ
humbled himself, becoming obedient even to death, even death on a cross. That is the spirit of this right here, isn't it? Humility, I think, is the first step towards God. How many of you have mastered humility? Good. You're pretty good at it already, right? No one raised your hands, because humility is what? Hard. It's difficult. We spend the first half of our life forming our ego so that we can figure out who we are, and then the second half of it is trying to figure out how to be gracious and help one another. And yet, I keep going back to the example that Christ has given us, especially when Christ was baptized. He walks up to John, who's baptizing in the Jordan River, and he says, John, I'd like to be baptized. And John, knowing who Christ is, says, oh, no. You should baptize me. You are the one whose sandal I am not worthy enough to bend down and untie. You're the one who is coming after me, and yet you're asking me to baptize you? See, it's a strange paradox, isn't it? We of Christians have said the way to lead is to serve. The way to lead is to serve. And it's shown here by Christ. Christ says, no, John, I want you to baptize me. In fact, it is good, it is right, and it is beautiful to show everyone who will come after us how to do this. Christ humbled himself because, remember, we believe Christ is fully God, fully human. Christ humbled himself and said, would you baptize me? That's hard, friends, to do that. And yet, what have we seen in life when we do? What have we seen when we start to say, no, it's not about me? It's about God first, it's about the body second, and it's about the world third. And I fit into two of those places, but it's not about my wishes. It's about what God is doing in the world. It's what God is doing in the church. And we've seen this even in this church. I mentioned it during the time of offering. I'll mention it again. How many of you were having conversations, looking at those numbers at the back of your bulletin, seeing them being printed and read and going, uh-oh, are we going to be able to pay our bills this year? Oh, come on. I know we were all talking about it. And yet, what happened? You were what? Faithful. You were. And you weren't only faithful in giving, you were faithful in what? Hope and trust that it would work out. Because it always does. Friends, God is doing something incredible, has been doing something incredible, and will continue to do something incredible. All we have to do is be faithful, to continue to take one step, put one foot in front of the other, and walk with each other and see what wonders God is bringing about. Because if we can do that, at least for me, I imagine this like skating on a fresh pane of ice. Feeling the wind rush past you like you're floating, like you're gliding. Or seeing this or feeling this like when you just click, playing music with each other and everything is working and you're in tune and you're in time and it's like you're playing the exact same song. Faithfulness, friends. Faithfulness. You've been doing it. So I encourage you to keep doing it. Because through that, the kingdom of God just might be made visible. Amen? Amen. Friends, would you pray with me?
Oh Lord, there are times when it is difficult. There are times when it is difficult to say yes, and there are times when it's difficult to say no. But Lord, in all things, guide us so that we are where we need to be at the appropriate time, so that our hearts might beat in time with yours, so that we might be able to say things like, give me all things or give me nothing. Employ me or put me on the bench. For your glory and for the grace and the blessing and the good of all of those around me. Lord, let us have the faith and the trust and the hope to be able to walk with each other. Because we know that you are leading us. So Lord, give us ears to hear and eyes to see where you might be going, and give us the hearts and the courage to follow. Through Christ our Lord, all the people said, amen and amen. Friends, we invite you to stand as you are able and comfortable. And join us in our final hymn, I'm Gonna Live, So God Can Use Me. Friends, you can find this in your hymnal. I don't have my page open. You can find it in your hymnal or up on the screens. So may the Almighty God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and give you peace. Friends, go now, one foot in front of the other, walking in the path of Christ. May your hearts be full of courage. May you be faithful. May you know that God loves you, and may we walk with each other. For it is in that that God works through the people. Go with God, and God will go with you. And all the people said, Amen. Friends, I encourage you to go and rest and enjoy your Sabbath, because today our service is ended.